tuning into Piñata Hour with your host Lee and Frank LaFall doing sounds every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on SkidRowStudios.com. Music, news, and everything got to do with LA. So go ahead and tune in on SkidRowStudios.com every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Piñata Hour.
Kick, kick, chickity one, two, one, two.
And dos.
What's up? This is Lee here with Piñata Hour. You guys like my posters I just made?
I just noticed it.
Black and white, man.
Black and white.
Keep it simple. That's how I see everything, black and white right now.
Colorblind.
Yeah. So I want to welcome everybody to Piñata Hour here with Lee, your host, and Frank LaPaul. He's going to throw some mixes. He's going to surprise me, I don't know. What do you have in mind?
A little rage.
A little rage?
Against the machine.
Yeah? Has it got to do with this, get down the street right here?
I don't know.
Because I've been to one of those.
Yeah.
I've been to the one that Rage Against the Machine when they're against the Democratic.
Oh, yeah, I was there too.
Yeah. Hey, their mics are on? Yeah? I want to welcome two of the members of Aparato, right?
Hi, hola. How's it going?
They're here. Kat is not here yet. She's
landing from Anaheim.
I guess our helicopter or something happened. Yeah. She should be here. She's coming from Santa Ana, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She'll make it.
And right now, LA is kind of crazy right now.
Yes, it is.
On my way in, I saw like three helicopters, and then I saw another one coming, just like going around.
Traffic's fucked up.
I just came directly from City Hall right now and saw.
Really?
Yeah, three different.
What were you doing there? Getting married?
Yeah, I was getting married. Elvis was marrying me on the west steps of the occupation.
And what's your name? What about you?
Vanessa.
I like your guitarrón.
Guitarrón, yes. It's my baby.
Nice. It's your baby?
Si.
How old is your baby?
This guy was made in 2003.
What's his name?
His name is Bobby, actually.
Bobby.
Yeah, the maker is Roberto Morales, so his name is Bobby.
Way to go, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Kyle, where are you? ¿Dónde estás? He's amazing. I hope to let him in because that guy downstairs is kind of crazy. He's like, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
Yo, the bus.
There's no one down bus. There.
Yeah, there's a security.
Oh, you got lucky.
He's there now.
He's like, ¿dónde vas?
Hold on, where are you going?
Yeah.
He just looked at me and says, 810.
Al studio.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He told me the same thing. 810. Yeah. I'm like, 810. Yeah. He's like, all right.
So, yeah, we're waiting for her. We're going to have Frank LaPaul do a little intro mix here. And so what's new out there right now?
Nothing, man.
Anything crazy?
Occupy LA. Santa Ana winds.
I know. Traffic. I saw the shit blowing in.
You know, December, tomorrow, Christmas again.
Oh, man.
Shopping, you know.
Pressure.
Yes.
You had to get a lot of gifts?
Nah, man. My kids are old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're expensive. Electronics and stuff.
Yeah.
My eldest is 18, so.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't got those. Not yet.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. So we're waiting for Kat to get here, and then we're going to do a little intro and see what's up. For you guys, what's new? Are you guys playing anytime soon?
Yeah,
stuff like that. So we're gonna let Frank LaPaul lose. You ready, man?
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna come back and hopefully he'll be here by then.
Vamos. We'll be right back.
a better place than here. What better time than now?
Existen dudas sobre la manera como logró escapar, pero de lo que los analistas parecen estar más seguros es que el Chapo es responsable en parte de la actual violencia en México.
Si te gusta,
chuntaro style. Porque cuando regamos fin y baño de gavilán. Este es el chuntaro style. Este es el ritmo original. Porque cuando regamos fin y baño de gavilán. Este es el nuevo chuntaro style. Si sigo para arriba digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo para abajo digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo para abajo digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo digo pigri 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 pa.
El silencio es la pura sabrosura. El silencio es la pura sabrosura. El silencio es la pura sabrosura.
Este es el chuntaro style, porque cuando regamos fin y baño de gavilán. Este es el chuntaro style, este es el ritmo original. Porque cuando regamos fin y baño de gavilán. Este es el nuevo chuntaro style. Si sigo para arriba digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo para abajo digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo para abajo digo pigri pigri pa. Si sigo digo pigri 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 pa.
El silencio es la pura sabrosura. El silencio es la pura sabrosura. El silencio es la pura sabrosura.
Bye. érotique.
La musique
barbiturique.
La musique
énigmatique.
La musique
romantique. Mon automate, une machine extrêmement sophistiquée, te joue une petite musique très compliquée.
De ma bouche à mon micro, de mon micro à l'ampli, de l'ampli à la sono, de la sono à ton oreille, de ma bouche à ton oreille, de ton oreille à ton cerveau, de ton cerveau. Tic, tic, tic,
tic.
La musique
automatique.
La musique
excentrique.
La musique
euphorique.
La musique
héroïque.
Back.
Tres, cuatro.
This is Piñata Hour podcast here at skillroomstudios.com, and we have a cat. Just
woohoo!
Hey. Oh, there's your headset here. Try it, see if it works.
Traffic was perfect on LA, man.
We can bring it to you.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
He jumped on top of the table, ladies and gentlemen.
It's good to see you, Lee. Awesome.
Hi, yeah,
studio.
Nice to see you.
Like this
this is a new place right here.
Nice. Nice
how
to see
like
me.
And you like the white walls?
It's good to see her. Yeah. Long time no see.
Yeah, so I got a lot of people back there too. Hands up. All right. Hey, before I get to you guys, I just want to mention some couple few things here. That tonight they're going to have a comedy show at the Homeroom, and that's right here at 3121 Beverly Boulevard. It's a new art space called Homeroom. And they're going to have a bunch of comedians there. They're calling Comedy Cult and Weirdness. And it's hosted by Walt, this guy. He's a pretty cool guy.
Cool.
It's going to have like a bunch of comedians that you guys might not know, but, you know, like underground. It's like musicians, but they want to... You know, they're funny. I'm going to go there tonight. I'm going to go check it out. See.
Sweet.
Coolness.
So if you guys are listening, try to go there. Homeroom. You can just look it on Facebook or Google Homeroom in Los Angeles. And
okay. I'll have to check it out because I need laughter in my life right now.
We need
lots of laughter.
We need the funnies.
Yeah, that's why I do this show. So we can all laugh for like 2 hours. Or... So you guys are already smiling and sweating.
Okay.
Nice. That was a nice set, Franco Bull.
Gracias. Yes.
So, I've been getting a lot of emails from different bands. It's like, hey, can you play my stuff? Can you play my music? So I'm gonna do this for the first time. Well, I've done it, you know, I've been doing it, but like I picked about 7 or 8 bands here.
Cool.
So we're gonna go first. They're local. We're gonna go first with a band called The Terrorist.
The Terrorist.
Oh my God. Terrorist. What terroristas.
Yeah. And then there's one guy, I think he's from Argentina, but anyway, so let's see how this one goes. So that was The Terrorist. The name of the song is Shoot It Up, Baby Doll. What are they shooting at? I wonder what they're shooting at, huh?
They're shooting up some garage punk.
All right, so up next right here is Los Cometas. The name of the song is Panteon. I heard these guys last Monday, and they're pretty cool. Frank LaPole likes them too. You saw them live, or?
No, I have their stuff, but no, I've never seen them live.
Yeah. Here we go, Los Cometas. Los Cometas. We're talking about these guys. I got here, Kat. I got
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Vanessa, for short.
Alexandro.
Alexandro. What's your name again, sir?
Francisco.
Francisco.
Sí.
So that was Los Cometas. What do you guys? You guys like those?
Yeah, they sound pretty.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
We're gonna have to play a show with them.
Yeah, sure. You should. They're from Long Beach. It's down the street from.
Down the street.
Yeah. Down the street.
17th Street.
Down the 710.
Yeah. So up next, this is brand called Deaf. The name of the song is Love Later. Check it out.
I'm in love with you, girl. I'm so
So that's Def. D-E-A-F. D-E-A-F. Everybody. D-E-A-F.
Sort of.
Yeah. And you know what I noticed here, too? That they're going to be playing El Salvadoreño Saturday, December the 10th with Sketch Monster. And who else? Who's going to play with him? I like that band. So that's enough for Def. So they're going to play with Sketch Monsters, Swords of Fatima, right? Yeah, something like that. I'm gonna play their music too.
In El Salvador?
El Salvadoreño. That's over there in Seat of Industry.
I was like, what the hell?
Chivo.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah, so the next band I'm gonna play here, it calls Backseat Bingo. Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever heard of them, but they're from LA. The name of the song it calls I Just Might. Cool. Let's see what they're talking about. So. This is the best, one of the seven local bands I picked. Sick Bingo, they're from LA. They also, I think they're going to be releasing an EP very soon. That's what they're working on. That's what it looks like. Up next, we got, what do we got here? We got Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Nice. I've been wanting to play with this band for years.
You want to?
I've been wanting, since really? Mystery Hang-Up Days.
They're cool cats. I know Matthew Teardrop.
Make it happen, Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to make it I'm going to make your dreams come true.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so these guys are, apparently they have a residency at the satellite. It used to be Spaceland.
Spaceland.
It became the satellite.
So they're still in the Spaceland, man.
It's still in the universe, apparently. Yeah. Spaceland. It was a joke. Nobody got it. Okay. So we're going to play this song called I Always Think About Dying.
Huh. Not me.
That's Manhattan Murders right here.
Yeah.
that was So Wrong. The name of the song is No More Candy. So Wrong.
That is so
wrong. I like those guys.
Can't deny candy to nobody.
Pablo's in the band. They're going to also release a new EP this December the 12th. That's what you're going to be spinning, Frankie.
Nice.
Where? What? Who?
What?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the band we just heard, it was So Wrong. So Wrong. You want to...
I'm be spinning like a ballerina.
Hey, Kat, you want to play with him?
Yeah.
Play it'll be so right.
Yeah. All right, these guys up here is called The Source of Fatima.
Making you dance already.
Yeah. Woo! The name of the song. You saw them live, right, Sonia? You heard them play. That's pretty cool. All right, so these guys are going to be playing with Sketch Monster, with Def Fantastica. And we're going to have DJ Cholo Car Wash in the mix. That's going to be. Yeah.
Cholo Car Wash.
I like his name. This guy's funny.
He's got great music.
Yeah, he has a good selection.
Yeah.
The other time he spin King 80s.
Yeah.
People were like, what are you playing? They would come up to him asking, hey, what was the name of the song? It's weird, but I like it.
Cholo Car Wash.
Yeah,
I so should have came up with that, man.
Huh?
I should have came up with that.
Another Cholo.
Cholo. Cholo Wax
Cholo
Job.
Cholo Car Wash. That's
no, Cholo Wax Job. No, that sounds nasty. Yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah, so out of all these seven bands that I played, two of them are going to be playing at this gig on El Salvadoreño Bar in City of Industry.
Bapue.
You know what? This place is next to Deja Vu.
Chivo.
The showgirl spot. They're pretty crazy. City of Industry.
Is it by that swap meet, that outdoor?
No. This one's on Gale.
Yeah, this is on Gale.
Oh, okay.
Anybody from there?
Yeah, La Puente.
What?
Oh. Woo-woo.
Neighbor.
The Bridge.
All right, so we have our band here, Aparato.
Aparato. We're missing one member because
you're right. Okay.
Had to work.
Okay. So you want to introduce your members here?
The Aparatoids.
The Aparatoids. Well, Josh, the drummer, he's not here. So.
Okay.
I am Kat. I'm singer and I play harana and guitar.
Harana. There
I
you go.
See Alexandro across from me. Whoop whoop. Plays harana. And then we have a special somebody here who is actually new to the band. She's a part of the Aparato family now.
She's the one that is still in you guys' heart? Is that
Man. She stole our hearts.
That's what I see here. It's like she's a new member. She stole your hearts. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody ready to hear the beautiful voice of Vanessa Calderon?
Calderon on the guitarron.
She's a punk rock rocker on guitarron.
It's hard, man. It's awesome.
She's a chinguana punk rocker.
I get you on the weekends and rock her at night, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear you guys live.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be playing with us. So that's
a great sound. It's an awesome
band. What's up with you guys? What's new? I noticed you guys are playing.
Yeah, we have a lot of good things coming up for 2012. We're going to release our EP, finish recording with Quetzal, and Moises is going to be recording on bass. We're going to be experimenting with our sound with Vanessa, having a couple of eclectic shows with the guitarron. And what else do we got going on, Alex?
Our next show is December 11th over at the Anti Mall. It's being held this year at the UCLA Downtown Labor Center right across from MacArthur Park. We'll be on like around 4:30.
When is this?
December 11th.
December 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
December
11th. Is that a weekend or?
That is on Sunday.
Sunday.
Super big Sunday. Yeah. Aparato. Okay, so I noticed you guys describe yourselves like a little bit of post-punk expression. Soundscape kind of sound. I mean, I heard you before live, but so now is it still the same or different? Because I know at the time you had the guy from Fitter as a drummer.
Oh, yeah, that day that you saw us play. Did you see us at La Cita or did you see us play?
Mucho Wednesday?
Yeah, we had you guys.
Remember you played at the Pinata party. You had a...
Because the guys couldn't make it, so I had to do solo acoustic show.
All right.
And James from Fitter was helping me out that night.
Okay, so, okay.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just something because guys couldn't come.
Didn't you have also the, he was playing bass in your band. He was from Los Abandon, I think?
Moises. Yes. Moises. He's an awesome bass player. He helps us out once in a while with our shows.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be recording our next three songs that we're going to be working with Quetzal for our EP. So, yeah.
He's everywhere, man.
Yes, he is. He's amazing. He's amazing to work with, and I completely understand why everyone wants to work with him.
Yeah.
He's great. The connoisseur.
He works from out of his house? He does everything from there? Or recording?
He works with Jimena Sariñana, Ceci Bastida, countless groups in that sense. And I think he's also producing people as well. People out there who need some production work also.
That's good to hear.
Moises Paquero.
Yeah.
Did you guys make it to the Los Abandon show?
Yes. Yeah. My God. It was an awesome show.
Yeah,
Pilar Diaz was just amazing on stage, and her voice was just, I loved it. Yeah. It was good.
It's a great place, the Echoplex.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. It was about 600 people that were there, and I was ultra happy to finally see them.
I saw some clips of it, like Ricky's been putting out.
Yeah.
You know,
it was just bananas. Yeah.
It's good, man. Because that band is kind of, got that punk going, they got that. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
Aparato, what are the master plans for you guys? What are you guys going to be, besides releasing? You guys want to go on tour? You guys want to...
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be going on tour. We're going to go all the way to New York, right?
And back.
And back.
Yeah, have to come back.
Yeah. Definitely want to hit up back home, San Antonio and Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, stop at Austin.
Definitely,
That's a good place.
Out on 6th Street.
Yeah, and then hit up a couple of places in Mexico.
Are you guys going to try to go to the South by Southwest, maybe? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, South by Southwest.
Oh, God.
We applied to it.
Yeah, we submitted our material, so hopefully, I think we're going to hear from them, or people that, made it, we'll hear from them in January.
In January, yeah.
Yeah. For those who don't know, but I know Kat for a while, right?
From her other bands.
Yeah.
I remember those skate park shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baldwin Park. That's crazy. Good attendance, good kids.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. I liked it.
Right spot to, throw a gig. Skate park, can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
Huh? Yeah. That was Mystery Hangout.
That was Mystery
Hangout
back in the day,
How long has it been? It's like 7-8 years?
How long was Mystery Hangout around? We were around for
over 5 years, 6 years?
Since like the 1970s.
Hey, talking about the 70s, I'm gonna play a game with you guys. I'm gonna be playing some some music, see if you guys recognize.
Okay.
Little game, see if you get it.
Well, we got our ethnomusicologist here, so
yeah.
Oh, really?
What do you do? Like,
Well, I always say I have two lives. I have the life as a musician, the life as someone running away from the cops at Occupy LA. Okay, no, that's three lives. And my other, my third right. life also, in no sequential order of hierarchy, is as a graduate student at UCLA. I'm study ethnomusicology, getting my PhD.
PhD.
Well, so you say you were telling me earlier you were coming from Occupy LA. Were you there? Can you give me some info? Can you report
this is the report back. Actually, Vanessa and I were there last night. Uh-huh. And I literally just came back from the site, from City Hall, just now before the show came in. I was actually rushing back. I'm like, all right, before the imminent threat of being arrested comes up again, I'm going to make my way over to Piñata Hour. But yeah, it was a crazy situation last night. About 1,400 LAPD just surrounding the entire area. It felt like we were definitely under siege. We were all trapped in.
Get ready for this.
Yeah. Vanessa wants to say anything about her experience there as well.
It was scary. I mean, so many police officers, and they weren't just, you know, dressed as a normal police officer.
They get a rush out of it. It sounded like, oh, I think I better go home. Yeah. Just watch it through.
Yeah, no, but you know, if you don't do anything, nothing's gonna happen to you. They can't attack you. They can't, you know.
Yeah,
you be.
Yeah.
But I've been watching videos. They don't care. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the ones that are really on the front. You know what I mean? If you're like 2-3 blocks, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But like, if you're in the front, you're gonna get, you know, pepper spray, kicked.
Mm. You know, like the Rodney King riot. Like when that happened, yeah. It was totally different. I mean, the whole city just.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It was just.
I remember driving home in Wanton. And I saw a big ball of fire.
Yeah.
Came down the freeway and it started bouncing. And I was like, maybe about a mile and a half, mile away from it. And I was like, what is that stuff? Everybody hit the brakes, everybody stopped, everybody started going out. That was scary. That was crazy.
What was it?
It was the
Rodney King.
The Rodney King riots.
1992?
Yeah. I was about 18 or 17. But yeah. I was, you know, part of the numbskulls that were out there goofing around, you know.
It happened around 1 or 2 p.m. right after the sentence or something.
Yeah, it happened
right
away. Yeah.
All those cops, yeah.
It started out of Florence and Normandy.
So. Occupy, huh? Yeah, there's shit everywhere.
It's really, we have to put into perspective in comparison to the rest of the country that L.A. is a unique site considering that the police weren't as physically violent.
A lot of people are respecting that. They're like, oh, let's see if...
what's the history of the LAPD? Whether they were hunting down Black Panthers in the 1970s to, you know, Rodney King and certain instances, even them rushing into the barrios, just constantly attacking brown people here in L.A. It's scary that knowing that history and then having to face them last night... they were fully armed, everything from an automatic, not automatic, but, you know.
I get those fake bullets.
But they had their guns as well, and a baton, and their chemical agents. So, you know, any of those things could have been used last night. I think only one reporter was...
I've seen the post about being arrested, and also a photographer was arrested.
Right. But overall, about 200 people were arrested.
Yeah. This is going to cost about $200,000 to get all of them out, bail them out.
They're not just going to let them go. They need to get bailed out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting booked, you know, and all that. So
I think it's $5,000 bail, which I think sometimes trickles down to $500, you know. But still, nonetheless, it's a lot of money, especially considering the situation in this country right now.
Instead of them paying the bailout, they should just get those guys go and do the landscaping at the city hall, like, you know, work on the grass, and they will break even, right? Because that's how much it's going to cost to fix to fix all the grass, all the damage.
There is no grass anymore. It's just dirt.
Yeah, no, there's not. It's dirt. So, well, like, imagine that's really expensive. Just to do the gardening in front of your home, it's like a couple thousand sometimes, or over 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so no one can go in. It's completely barricaded now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right now, it looks like a third world country.
Yeah, it's surrounded by police again. As I left, there were about three buses from the LA County.
Let's see how far these guys go. I mean, you know, I give him prop. You know, they can take balls to do shit like that. You know, especially now because you know this government's gonna use the force a lot. So Aparato, who came up with the name Aparato? I like the name.
Who came up with the name, Alex?
I came up with the name. It came from I borrowed it from the Café Tacuba song El Aparato.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I love the concept of it. Was one of the first times I actually heard that guitar like instrument, and I was like, it doesn't sound like a regular acoustic guitar. And I opened up the picture, and there was about three. There was a drawing of three folks that looked like they're wearing guayaberas, looking like they're in a semi tropical space, staring up into a UFO, un ovni. And I was like, that is so awesome. It's about an abduction.
Cool for you.
It's about an abduction in Veracruz, right? Pablo in Veracruz. And these guys were holding their jaranas too. And slowly made my way into Son Jarocho and found ways to combine it with ethereal rock.
Beautiful.
So how do you guys meet? Like you...
I played a show at Self Help Graphics, and at that time, Alex was playing.
Were you playing by yourself? Like you just?
No, I was playing with Mystery Hangup, and Alex was with Olmeca, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we met, or no, that's where
we met. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Where we met. Yeah.
Are you from Santa Ana as well? Or are you?
No, I'm from Texas.
Oh, Texas. Or, no, like here in LA though.
No, I live in LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you still from? La Puente, Whittier.
Grew up in La Puente.
Grew up in La Puente.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised.
That's the only place I can find my stuff.
La Puente?
Yeah. A lot of dispensaries there.
Yeah.
No sé nada.
So how did Vanessa make her way into Aparato?
Jeez, I met Kat 2010. We did a gig with the guys from Olin, East LA Olin. We played...
Olin, did you just say Olin?
I said Olin.
Those guys are, they came here once. I mean, to Skid Row Studios to play for...
Rodarte Brothers?
I think so. Yeah. I knew about it because, you know, they're doing it here at SkidRowStudios.com.
Uh-huh.
But I know they were here. Olin. Yeah, they're brothers.
Yeah, yeah. So Kat and I played a gig with them. We played a bunch of Mexican revolutionary corridos and...
Oh, what?
Yeah. Amazing. So, and we've just been in touch ever since. And last year, about a year ago, they called me over to play a couple gigs. And I said, sure, let's do it. It's a mariachi instrument. And I've been doing mariachi since I was about, you know, 10, 11 years old. And rock is what I listen to when I'm not playing or listening to mariachi. And it just seems like the perfect combination to be able to mix those two worlds together. So after almost a year break... and a travel, spreading mariachi to Shakespeare in Oregon. I'm back and I'm able to play with this awesome band.
Yeah.
Nice. So you guys are going to play in a few minutes, maybe in the second hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But right now I want to get to this before it goes away. Then after that we're going to have Frank LoPaul dropping a set here at Piñata Hour.
Chido.
So don't look this way.
I won't look.
I see big porn? Eyes looking at me like, what is he going to do?
Looking at porn again?
Huh? Yeah, we're going to... pinche Frank.
I know. Tengo la pinche, man.
¿Quieres más agua, Frank?
No, estoy bien. Está bien, gracias.
We got water now.
I know.
Now
what's up?
I know. It's like, what is this? KFI? Delicious water.
Agua, yum. Man.
What? I like this mic. Has some.
No.
Okay. All right. So I want you to see if you guys can guess who is this. But
okay.
Don't look this way, please.
I won't look.
Porfa.
All right. Please.
All right. So let's see if you guys get it. All right. Let's see if I got it right here. Back it up. See if you know your stuff.
Okay.
Oh,
I know who that
You don't say that anymore. Okay. You guys know? Okay, you say Sonic, you know, right? Okay,
yeah.
Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, yeah. You guys knew about it? Or?
Yeah.
You knew? Okay, you got to raise your hand, okay?
Okay, raise your hand.
Oh, raise
see
hand?
Who's
okay.
the faster here in the West.
We'll okay. use the buzzard.
We'll use our fake buzzards.
Or you could just call out your name.
Yeah.
Okay, call your name. Yeah, whoever calls out the name first.
Okay. All right, how about this? Who's that? You want me to do, give you another one?
Please.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Do you guys know this?
Sí.
Yeah?
Yo quiero jugar.
Okay, I'm going to start. All right, who's that? Who raised your hand? Who raised your hand? Was that you?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Ramon Ayala.
No, dude. Close, you're close.
That was definitely Cornelio Reyna.
You want me to do it one more time? Or?
Yeah, do it one more time.
The classic entrance. I don't know.
Damn. It sounds like punk rock from the 80s. Early 80s.
Somebody just
close.
Said it.
You're close. You're
somebody
close.
Just said it, right?
No, no, from here?
Yeah.
No, nobody.
Oh, it was you.
Oh, yeah.
Sonia said it?
Sonia said it.
Iggy.
Oh, the Stooges? You mean the Stooges? Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Look, check it out.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
They're performing tomorrow, I think.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. They're making up that canceled show.
All right.
I think I like this game, man. We gotta.
Yeah. I just came out with it. I was like really stunned. I was like, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Just keep bringing on the Ramon Ayala tracks. Yeah.
Cat, don't cheat. She's cheating.
She's pulling out a mirror.
What's wrong with you, man? Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here we go. All right. That's a classic.
Oh,
oh I know.
If you don't know this
I
song,
know. I know. I know.
If you don't know, so you just it. Open the door. Well, okay. What is it?
Hold on, the name is at the tip of my tongue.
Okay, let me do it again. Nobody's saying
it.
Let me do it again, okay? Let me do it one game. One more time. Let me do it one more time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
All right. Who's that?
I can't believe the freaking name. You got it, Vanessa?
Anybody inside the booth know who it is?
Jefferson Airplane.
That is what I wanted to say.
Was I not supposed to say it? I'm sorry.
No, you can say it. It's for everybody to play.
Can you turn my volume up?
On your headsets?
Oh, yes. Okay, so. Thank
you. Yeah. No, it's just this is low right now, so that's why. But you can hear, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how you just give us a few seconds of the intro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not that easy, Frank.
Yeah, you're hard.
Really hard to get. All right, so the next time, look.
I'm not.
All right, so what else we got here? This is a really nice one here. Okay,
oh,
come
know,
on. If you don't know this, I mean, do you guys know? Anybody?
Another tip.
Anybody know? All right, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Because I know you do your homework. But what about you guys over there? Anybody here?
That's RBD.
Close.
Esa banda se llama Crema.
Crema.
There we go.
Sí, se llama Crema.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. White Room. This is Cream. White Room.
Produced by Tom Dowd.
All right, so that's that.
I love the drums.
This is the last one. See if you know. I think Frank is going to know this because this guy's into this band. I think you know who they are. But let's see if you guys are... Okay. Let's see if you got it.
I won't look.
All right. I won't look. Like, you see it right next to me.
Oh, man.
It's a classic drum.
Damn.
Don't say anything. You're out of this game now.
Jeez.
Sorry, guys.
Napalm Death in the 1980s.
Say what?
Napalm Death in the 1980s.
What happened to your sound effect?
I have it here, but, you know, I'm like, I'm cooking this. With two hands. You want to do it again? You want to do it again?
Do it again.
One more time.
That's a lot of drums. I like how these dudes, you know, throw their things at the beginning.
Pato Punk.
You don't know? Here it comes. You guys are going to know this part. Listen to me. This is the part that everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's Dan.
That's Pato Punk.
Pato Punk.
Pato Punk, man.
Yeah, well, so that's
at least I got
one. At least you got one. All right, you guys doing okay.
Kinda.
You guys doing all right. One. I'll give you a certificate on the way out.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you more water.
That was fun, man.
Yeah.
Give certificate to In-N-Out.
All right, so this is Piñata Hour. I want to thank you guys for coming down. We're going to play more music. Frank Lupo is going to drop a DJ set right now. And we're going to come back with you guys with the live.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Let's play. Let's do all it.
Right, a couple songs. So, yeah, a couple songs, you know. So this is Frank Lupo, Piñata Hour, and Aparato in the studios.
Te estoy llamando.
are back here, Piñata Hour. We're going to have Aparato. You're going to play an acoustic set right now.
Yeah.
We're going to go first with Criminal. Is that what you want to do?
Criminal, yes.
Criminal. So we're going to Criminal with a K.
Criminal with a K.
All right. So here we go, guys. This is Aparato here at Piñata Hour. And their name is Sonis Criminal. And right after that, we're going to have Aurora. Frank, what are you doing back there?
Sorry.
All right. So there we go. Aparato for you guys. Criminal.
Next one, Aurora.
changing guitars.
I guess I'll make space right here.
All right.
So here's Aurora.
Las mariposas vuelan con libertad.
heart is sweating.
My forehead's sweating.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's really nice.
Thank you.
Oh, here. If you need.
Oh, thank you. Napkins.
Anybody?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's why we have the water. You can pick up the microphone finally. Didn't know that. That was really nice.
Thank you so much.
I like it. I enjoyed it. So that was Kamina and
Aurora.
So we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna jump and play some of your tracks here. We're gonna play Muralismo first.
Muralismo.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I forgot my glasses. Muralismo from Aparato.
Muralismo.
So let's jump to the next one. It will be Aire. Ooh. loves everybody.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Everybody loves everybody.
Mark Torres says that.
Who says that?
Mark Torres.
Marky Mark.
We miss you, Mark. Where are you?
Miss you, Marky Towers.
Hey, so you guys were telling me that who's the one that playing bass?
John
here?
Avila playing bass.
The nice. John Avila,
yeah,
from Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
10-4 to that. Clear.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun to work with. He's a really cool guy. Yeah.
How long did it take you guys to do all this? Like all these songs here that he shows here, and are the ones you guys did with him?
Yeah.
With but how long did it take?
How long were we in the studio with John?
Couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe a couple. Maybe.
Like two.
Yeah, just about. It just one Friday, Mark Torres came in and he was just like, "We're ready to record on Sunday," and he started from there. Yeah.
How you guys connect with him? He just like came. Someone you guys know them
with Mark? Who?
No, with
John.
Yeah,
Avila. Mark Torres knows John Avila, and that's how.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So are you guys gonna play on Friday? No, wait.
Sunday the 11th.
Sunday the 11th.
Sunday the 11th. Mm-hmm. Where are we playing again, Alex?
At the UCLA Downtown Labor Center, right across from MacArthur Park.
Yeah, so if you guys want to go and see them live, they're pretty good. I just heard them right now, acoustic, and it sounds pretty good.
You guys sound great.
So, stop on by. Vanessa's going to be there with us performing.
Yes. Yeah.
More details will be online soon.
Yeah, on our Facebook page. It's for the anti-mall. So go people before profit.
Yeah.
So
here in Piñata Hour, we also have, we're on iTunes, we're on Twitter. We also Stitcher. I don't know if you guys know what Stitcher is.
No. Mm-mm.
Stitcher.
It's a website where you can go, if you have your smartphone, you can just download any application for any phone. So if you want to have, you know, Piñata Hour on the go or any of the other shows, you can just, you know.
On the go.
Cool.
Go there.
We'll be coming up with our own app, Arato. Apparato.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty soon.
Apparato.
Yeah. Just add another P.
Yeah.
Apparato.
Three P's. Very cool. So after this, I'm going to head out to this show here. It's going to be a homeroom right here in Beverly, 3121 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles. There's going to be a lot of comedians. There's about, like, let me see, 1, 2, 3, it's about 8 comedians, but there's one right here in particular that I like that I had him here before in our show. Dave Cyrus.
I remember him. Yeah.
He's pretty funny guy, man. He got some of his shows here.
Is he funnier than Gabriel Iglesias? That's my favorite.
It's different because, see, Gabriel Iglesias is, you know, like
Comedy Central.
His shows is about, I mean, his jokes are like about his weight, his culture, and he's like, you know, that funny. But this guy is like political, Jewish, mocks on anything, everything.
Yeah, awesome. He doesn't.
He's a funny guy, though. He should be. It's coming up, so I'm gonna go check him out tonight. And so, what's up, Frank? Are you doing it? You're doing something with La Chamba, I see.
Oh, that's Mucho Wednesday.
Mucho Wednesday. Where's it gonna be at?
December the. Damn, the 12th, I think.
It's on a Wednesday night.
It's on a Wednesday, the 12th, I believe. Yeah, with La Chamba.
You guys are going?
The 12th is on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh. So it'll be the 14th.
Okay, the 14th.
It's the 14th. So.
It's at the Echo.
Yeah, I'm blasting it on Facebook, so. But if you guys want to go, let me know. I'll put you on the list.
Definitely.
I want to go, but I can't.
I know.
Está cabrón on a Wednesday.
Jeez,
So.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's going to be happening.
At Chamba. I ran into some of those dudes yesterday at Occupy LA. We snuck our way into City Hall or in the area.
So I want to thank you guys for coming down to the Piñata Hour.
We had a great time. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you mucho.
thank you, listeners, for listening. Check us out on Facebook. Aparato Band. We're on Reverb
Nation.
If you
guys ever want to come back, you know, you're more than welcome to come back. You know,
cool. When he comes out.
They'll come back tomorrow, though. But yeah, we got some.
And Vanessa will take a shower with Herbal Essence before she comes to the show. That way,
so Vanessa,
I just want to go to sleep in her hair.
What's it called?
Like a bird.
Herbal Essence, right? Herbal Essence?
She's like, yeah. Yeah, now all of a sudden, the whole, you know, I feel like I just took a shower.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to make it to that comedy, man. You're going to be here all night.
You're going to say, hey, Lee, you smell good. Well, thank you.
Herbal Essence. All right,
so, we're going to let you guys go now, and we're going to have Frank LePaul, who's going to, like, kill the night. It's going to end it up like that with with the mix. You ready, man?
Sure. Dale con el punchis, punchis.
All right, this is Lee's Piñata Hour. We're going to come back next Wednesday. We're going to have two bands, Inca Abraham and White Murder. That's what they call.
Oh, wow.
Nice. There's a local bands. I should have played, but we ran out of time, so. All right, so I want to thank you guys.
Adios, adios.
Careful on your way out. Occupy out there is crazy, getting crazier now. Are you going to go back?
I want to go check out, see what the results are. Where does Tom Morello just perform?
Oh, really?
The Night Watchman.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, geek ass. All right, so go ahead, Frank, take it away.
Peace.
Gracias por aceptar a mi Costa Azul, a mi canto.
Y para que vean que los quiero, les voy a dedicar esta canción.
estoy cansado, que me estoy muriendo y estoy preocupado. Hoy, abogado, quiero que me escuches, estoy acabando y es de tanto amor.